Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast. Five star.
It's a choice.
To the Crab Feast, y'all.
Another Tuesday.
Another Crab Feast for that ass.
For that ass. Yes.
Man, that was some good pitch touch, man.
Dude, I feel
you know, like when you go fishing and you're just biting all the time, man.
That's just what
fish,
can't even.
That's what pitch touching is like with me, for you, Jay. Nah. I mean for me with you.
Not even using worms, man.
I'm getting so excited I can't even talk about it.
See how worms like you ain't even using worms.
He got
worms, man.
Cheese on his line. He's getting pitches touched, man.
Pimento, man. It's pimento cheese.
Touching your pitch is like just a good day fishing, Jay Larson.
He's using P&P loaf, man.
Good to see you, Jay Larson.
Good to see you, buddy. Feast is great to be here with you. As always, I'm Jay Larson. My website, jlarsoncom. You can find me on Twitter at Jay Larson Comedy as well, and Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz. Just want a couple dates I want to tell you guys about. I am doing a headline show on the 29th of November at the Hollywood Improv. Sickle Cell is going to be on that with me as well. And then on the 20th, I know it's out of order, but I'll be in San Diego at Comedy Juice in San Diego. All you San Diegans. I don't think you say it like that, but that's all
go
I
said. Go with San Diegans.
AK, if you're down there, you can check me on the 20th. I think they can see you somewhere on the 20th as well.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, ryansickler.com. I will be at Largo for the All Things Comedy stand-up show with Bill Burr, Tom Segura, and others on November 20th. I believe I said November 10th on the last episode. Some of y'all got my ass. I apologize. A lot of shit going around my head.
Yeah, they're getting at you.
November 20th, All Things Comedy at Largo. And very honored and fired up to be on the 29th show with Jay Larson in November at the Hollywood Improv. It's a Friday night, so it's going to be a good fucking time. And speaking of a good time, we're having a good time, man. We've moved over to our new network, All Things Comedy. Go check them out. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. They're fantastic. If
you
like
comedy, tons of great people over there. Yeah. I mean, great podcasts, great comedians. And it's not just like they're giving podcast information or they're giving comedy information as general. So that's why, I mean, I think that's why they call it All Things.
And for any and all things Crab Feast related, go to thecrabfeast.com where you can get your t-shirts. You all look so fucking good in your merch out there. It's getting cold. I see you guys buying up the hoodie. Some of you getting the coffee mugs to warm yourselves up in the morning.
I get cold out there, guys.
Got some stragglers on the breast cancer awareness. So actually, we're going to leave them up in the store. They're not going to be featured on the page, but they're going to be up in the store through November. If you're hearing these later, go ahead and get one. We'll make our donation at the end of the month. Not a problem. GoDaddy, if you're looking for a new or transfer.com domain name, $1.99 for GoDaddy. Go to thecrabfeast.com, click on the GoDaddy banner. Thank you for all the Amazon love. You guys are kicking ass. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't know if you know this, Jay Larson, but the Amazon banners are, I've been in Amazon's ass about it because it's hard to even tell it's a fucking Amazon banner. Mm-hmm. They don't really advertise for themselves much. So it is there. It's under the GoDaddy banner. Just click on the shit.
I use it
all the time, man.
I had 2 books the other day, man.
Facebook fan page. You guys love seeing the likes every day. Love seeing the interaction. You guys are funniest fucking fans in podcasting. You really are. That's why our iTunes wall is so goddamn funny. It's a sit down. I'd rather read it than like Far Side. It's goddamn funny. Remember Far Side?
Of course I do.
So if you really want to help us out for free, just write a positive review. Give us 5 stars. Tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are also now through All Things Comedy. We're a lot of places. You can get us on SoundCloud. So any of you out there who are SoundCloud users, you can go over there and get us and all the All Things Comedy podcast over there as well.
As always, you can get our RSS feed at thecrabfeast.com. You can hit us up on Stitcher or you can I feel like there's another place that we've been talking about
more.
That You know, I honestly can't remember.
Oh, I don't know if we promote it much.
So I signed another Zune out in Minneapolis, everybody. That was fantastic. I had a great time.
You mean the next to last Zune,
yeah,
probably.
Man. You know, like the Museum of Technology was there trying to get that thing. They're like, let me get that thing, man. Had a great time in Minneapolis. For all those people that came out, thanks so much for coming out and spreading the love. They all ask for you, Sickle Cell. They always do.
I love it.
And yeah, there's.
I'll be there
people.
Eventually.
Well, we all will someday.
Someday.
But right now we're right here, and we're here with one of our favorite people on the earth. You all know him. He's been on before. It's been a while though. We're excited to have him back. Please give a warm crab feast welcome to your boy, Mr. Carl D. Everybody, Carl D.
Gregorio.
Welcome to the crab feast.
Thank you guys.
I'm
so fired up. I really am fired up. Thanks so much,
Carl D. We had a day together today, didn't we?
Oh man, like old times.
Old times.
Killed about 12 hours side by side.
I thought you were going to say pigeons.
Got a BB gun.
Beautiful day. No, great day. Thanks for having me. And
well, welcome back. And before we get
out there,
yeah, before we get too far into this, please plug away with Carl D. Info, Twitter, Facebook, website, whatever you'd like, Carl D.
Catch me at Carl D. Does It on Twitter, www.carldoesit.com, and Facebook, Carl D. Gregorio is the real name, D. Gregorio.
You got a radio voice.
Was
huh?
Well, only the first
D.
3 minutes
was,
of this
was
thing.
Carl D. unavailable on Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. And
so you just said, fuck it, I'll add 46 more characters.
I just like,
Carl D. Yeah. Does It isn't super long.
It's a branding thing that's going really well right now. So I'm stuck
no,
with
I think
it.
He's doing it right now. He's doing it. Well, Carl D.,
Card says he does it. That's
is,
current.
That's it. That's it. Make it a verb. Make it a
well,
verb.
Well, the reason behind that is Carl D. tends to get a little frustrated with stuff, right?
Yeah, right. That was the genesis of the
yeah,
idea.
That was hilarious. And, like making it, we're going to have Carl D. make a cake.
I made a cake for my girlfriend because it was Valentine's Day, and it was kind of too early in the thing to go too pricey.
You mean Valentine's Day.
You are correct.
Thank you.
So it was Valentine's Day, and you know, I didn't want to get too much hardware.
How early on was this?
Like the first one, the first year.
Oh,
so your first Valentine's together, you decide
I'm going to bake a cake. I'm going to videotape myself making a cake.
Can we just say to all the feasters out there, in relationships, you can always replace cost with thought.
That's exactly what you did. That's what I did there.
So it wasn't that it was early on in the relationship. It was just you were strapped for cash.
Yeah, pretty much. How it's been going ever since.
Going out to a nice fancy dinner or whatever, you decide I'm going to bake a cake.
I think we still did dinner, but you know, it's in lieu of like a $80 stuffed animal or some
yeah.
kind of. Like
give like me a, that diamond plated stuffed animal, man.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Gotta be pink and white for this one, man.
Or like, you know, I don't know, shower radio or something classic.
Shower radio.
I always wanted one of those. Nobody will buy me one. Seriously,
why didn't you buy yourself wet tunes?
I want wet
they got big for a minute. They got big.
Shower radio.
You put it around like where the thing comes up, and it's like, ding, if
and
you
no,
leave,
still listening to talk
safest
radio.
Place to dance.
How about the shower?
Yeah, man, let's make shower radios.
Hey, what happened to Ryan? How'd he lose the use
doing
of his legs?
Doing my Tybo workout for the shower.
Have you slipped
P90X
recently?
P90X shower.
Recently,
you
yeah.
You pull that sphincter when you're trying to rake the ship?
That is like I wish I could buy that adrenaline rush and insert it into my body where I get to purr and you're like oh shit do you think you're going down yeah
I'm very careful. The worst is we got the rug outside of the out of the shower, but Kate always slides it over. She likes it over by like where the sink is. So I go to get out and I see it over there. I'm like, all right, do I want to reach over there and then reach to my right, go left foot over there, reach to the right for the towel? Or do I want to go right on the tile? And I've gone on the tile before. I'm like, God damn it! Because I just slide up. Almost into a split where I'm going to just drop right in the tub. Just like drop. I'm like, God damn, I'm not going out like
just
this.
Dislocate everything.
I want to talk to you about adrenaline for a second. But I do want to tell you, this was like a couple years ago. I was with my ex and we're walking through Ralph's. And we're in the
fucking
freezer
bitch.
Aisle. And someone left one of the doors open. And we're not paying attention, you know. We just
like
see the
freezer door.
Yeah, you know, like somebody went to get
Klondike
fish sticks or some
open.
Shit, and they just left the motherfucking door
or
open.
They slammed it and it bounced back.
That all foggy.
Yeah. So she's on my left on the side where the freezers are, and neither of us see it. But apparently at this point now, a pool of water has collected just outside of it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in flip-flops, and she hit this motherfucker. And I mean, just you heard it. like that. And she shot out. She did like a full fucking cheerleader split, like front leg, no. back leg. Oh. And she's grabbing like two handed the handle of the freezer thing. It just going down completely ungraceful. And I am pissing myself. Like,
sure.
Laughing so hard. But she fucked her leg up a little bit. I'm yeah. like, we should fucking go say something about it, man. We at least get fish sticks. At least.
At least. Yeah, I want all the items in the freezer.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever fallen in public like that? Just taken a yeah. fucking collapse?
Well, I've taken a couple. One big one. The day I moved to Los Angeles. The day. My buddy Alex and Amy, they came. I was staying with them for 2 weeks in San Diego. And then they drove me up in the Nissan Sentra. Or if I don't even know what it was called. It died a week later. But drive up to L.A. And they spend the night. And the next day, they're going to drive back. You know, it's January. It's raining. And actually, it was February because my birthday was 2 days later. It was February 1.
Okay.
And they're going to drive back to San Diego. Like, let's go grab a bagel or something, breakfast, and they're going to leave. And it was raining, and I had flip-flops on as well. And I had, like, they had two steps outside of the building, and they were, like, painted, like, with that, like, shiny shellac paint, you know what I mean? No grip. And I put 1 foot down, and like a cartoon, both feet. I was parallel.
Airborne.
Parallel. Yeah. And I just came, like, thump, down on the pavement, like, hard. And I look back, and the two of them, like, she's concerned, and he's, like, crouched down looking like, tell me when I can laugh. Just yeah. tell me when I can laugh. And I stand up, and I'm like, I'm hurting. He's like, just breathe, bro. Just breathe. Oh. Like, because you're just holding in. Like, oh, my God, this hurts so bad. And I start climbing. I go, I got to change my pants. And he goes, all right. And I go, when I get to the top of the stairs, you can start laughing. And I went inside, and they did.
Did you shit yourself?
No, I was soaking wet of the rain.
Did you shit
I
yourself?
You
who's shitting themselves?
Tell me when I can laugh and also when I can see the shit
I will
stand.
Share a story with you about a guy who shit himself. Understandably, P.S. So a friend of mine, I was there the day he told the story to his father. So it was one of those stories that, like, it happened when he was in seventh grade, and him and his mom just shut the fuck up and never told dad about it because dad would have just been fucking furious, right? Mm-hmm. Jay wouldn't know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So he used to live on a driveway that was a hill, and then there was a main street, a very busy two-lane main street, and then right across was another driveway that went up a hill. And he used to do suicide runs on his bike across and fucking down and go up. Okay,
what do you think he's going,
like,
hands?
No, not no hands. No, just fucking straight. Right. He does. He's not even because it's out in the county, so you've got trees and stuff. You're just guessing. You're listening and you're hoping and you're guessing.
Right.
And one time he guessed wrong and he got crushed by a car and it threw him like way off his bike. He's out of his shoes and he shit himself.
Oh yeah, okay.
And he went in and told his mom about it. And he was okay, no broken bones or anything. But they never told his father. And
his pride was shattered.
Yeah, shattered, man. And then when it was in like 10th grade, we're sitting around talking about it, and his dad's like, "What?" He's like, "Oh, that's right. We never told you about this." And I was there when they told his dad that he'd been hit by the car.
I never like bit it bad like that. Yeah, shit itself. But I blew out my knees. Every time I fucked up my knees, it was never like a romantic on a court or on a field. Yeah. I blew out an ACL playing wiffle ball.
Where, though? Where?
In front of my house. I was pitching, and I came down on my leg, and I was like, and
pitching wiffle ball.
Pitching.
This is embarrassing.
I
never told this stuff out loud, you know, because it's like embarrassing. Yeah. But like, I tore it. And when you scream when you're hurt, it's not funny, and if you try to act it in a scene, they'd be like, that just sounds weird. Like, it's just this unpretty. It's like, it's pain. I leapfrogged all the parking meters after seeing Red Dawn.
Fired up after Red Dawn.
Yeah, screaming Wolverine.
Wait, when you left the theater?
Yeah, just all fired up.
Oh, my God.
Then I slipped in the mud, tore my ACL again.
Tore both the same ACL twice?
Yeah.
Second time off of leaping, leapfrogging.
Every time I hurt myself, I'd have to lie to my folks because it was usually like I was just doing stupid shit. And
were you getting up over those fucking meters clean?
I was doing leapfrogs. Yeah, I was doing them.
He was probably mixing in a little bit of like West Side Story with it.
But were they those short jersey fucking meters that are buried into the sidewalk? You ever see those at the shore?
Yeah. Yeah, those, but no, these were their full suburban ones. And then I blew my kneecap out doing a monologue on a porch at a party after a play. I was doing Hamlet on the porch.
Oh, my God. And for those of you who don't remember, Carl D. is a bit of a theater geek in a good way. Carnegie Mellon graduate.
Carnegie Mellon.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Tartan Pride.
Tartan Pride. And so clearly, I've been to some with Ben Kane, a good friend of all of us.
Right, right.
Close friend of Carl D's. Mm-hmm. I went to an after party, one of his plays, and like it was like, it's Tim Robbins' theater company, and we go into a room, and Tim Robbins is playing guitar, singing, I fought the law and the law won. Oh, but yeah, people are like not afraid to get artistic at these after parties.
Showing up.
So you're doing a monologue.
So I'm all hammered in high school, and I'm doing like some Shakespeare thing that people just don't want to hear anymore. And
I don't think they want to hear it from Go.
No. And my buddy came up on me, and he gave me a bear hug, and when he put me back down, I popped my kneecap out, and it slid back in, and I had to walk. I had to do a show the next day.
Am I thine to be with the kneecap out?
And it's exactly
what he say, Macbeth. Is it Macbeth? You're not supposed to say backstage.
Yeah. He's a Scottish play guy. Scottish play. Actually, you got to do some weird knock on the door and come back in thing.
Yeah, that's to say like Medusa three times in a mirror.
I didn't know that. I have never been in a play.
People get bent out of shape about
ever.
That.
I had never been in a play, and I didn't know that you weren't supposed to say that. And we're backstage, and
Were you in a play?
Yeah, I was in this play. I'm the comic relief of this play when I first moved to LA.
That's awesome.
This little theater company, they asked me to do it, and everyone fucking hated me when I got there. They all fucking hated
me.
And by the, because they were just like, who is this guy that wants to be a comedian? It doesn't know shit.
Never did a play in a basement.
They were a theater company. I was one of the other characters from outside their company. So they were very clicky and.
It's the worst.
And then, you know, I fucking end up getting there and hitting it off with especially all the chicks. I mean, they all fucking dug.
Because you're a real dude. You're not an actor, dude.
I wasn't one of those pussy actors.
Exactly.
So I'm backstage, and I don't know what the conversation was, but I said Macbeth. And I mean, people freaked the fuck out. And yes, they made me do like, I was like, I'm not doing it. They're like, you're doing it. There were like 10 of them. And they were like,
it's the only time they chest up
chicks,
in the theater.
The chick, when the chicks were like, listen to me, I was like, all right, fine. And it was something like that. You had to seven circles and say it out loud again.
Let back into the
dressing
room.
And then they had to forgive me and shit. Oh, it was like some
ridiculous
shit.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
It's crazy. Like, that's their number one superstition, basically.
Well, that makes me all the more want to have a friend to play.
Like, swear
a
shirt.
Hey, let me just come backstage. I just love to come backstage and say what's up. Hey, guys, everybody, good luck. Just want to say, you know, I'm looking forward to this. I'm a huge fan of Macbeth, so I just want to say, all right, I'll see you guys.
Oh, the Scottish play, man. You're killing me right now. My instincts, my corny theater instincts are killing me.
He keeps saying that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to say the Scottish play, not the word Macbeth.
Oh, right.
Because of all the horrible things that have, there's, you know, the lore of the shit that's gone wrong backstage.
Well, you're also not supposed to say good luck to someone when they're going to perform. You're supposed to say break a leg. Yeah. But guess what? I've never someone said good. You know what's going to happen?
Motherfucking
tonight.
Carl D broke a leg.
Yeah,
he sure did. Do not. Yeah.
That's probably why your mother was like, you know what? Don't say good. Carl, break a leg.
Break a leg. He's like, I broke three.
I fucking did, Mom.
I dislocated it again in Florida on the handle of a sink. The cupboard under the
sink.
On
the panhandle?
I just knocked it in. I mean, I got small patellas, and they just pop out, dude. I'm telling you. You
know, I have small. Can listen, we please?
That's what a doctor
a
told
he's,
me, that I had
handsome.
Small patellas.
He's handsome, but he's got tiny patellas. I can't. I can't.
You need those big horse kneecaps.
That boy with the small patellas. He's all right. Yeah, exactly. He's all right. So, Kyle Digger, girl,
how big are you? How tall are you?
You're 6'2". He didn't have small patellas.
He's 6'2", so the small patellas definitely held him back.
Yeah. I had Osgood Schlatter's, which is a growth spurt disease.
I had that too, bro.
Ben Kane, our friend Ben Kane, he used that as an excuse not to play sports.
I've got Osgood Schlatter's, man.
That's how Ben Kane.
Can we tell the Ben Kane story, even though maybe he doesn't want me to now.
Maybe,
said his name four times.
Yeah, now that we know who it is. He's good with the ladies, let's just say that.
Yeah, Ben Kane, he's a very good-looking, smooth-talking dude, for sure. I want to get back to the adrenaline, because we sidetracked a little bit, because I want to tell you, it was a time I got to watch. I was on the other end of a person falling, and it was just fantastic. It was fantastic.
Like, you pushed them?
I didn't push him. I really tried to help, but I you know what? Like, I didn't want to see this guy fall, but I really wanted to see this fucking guy fall. Yeah, you know that feeling?
Yeah, like right before we started this podcast, and you reached for that pen, and I was like, God damn it, I hope he falls.
Falling.
So my friend Eric and I at the time doing the summer jobs in Maryland, and we do pools, right? In ground, above ground, whatever. And this one pool we're doing.
Doesn't sound like the same pool.
Yeah.
This one POOL that we're doing.
Okay.
Is
you skimming it or building it?
We're building them.
Skimming it, man.
Skimming it, man.
We're here to skim. And we're skimming 20 pools a day.
That's my favorite job.
Get those leaves.
That's my favorite shit.
Nah, man. Somebody else got to come vacuum. We're here to skim it.
It's the most relaxed summer activity you can do.
Right?
Skim a pool.
Oh, I love doing it.
You ever do it from in the pool? You ever
get that? Yeah. I've done it. Really?
I undo the fucking head of it and sit in the pool and just skim, just like banging on the side.
You don't miss anything when you do it that way. Yeah.
On the raft, wherever the wind takes you, like, yeah, I'll get this.
But so we've got fill dirt to level out this area and shit. We're up in the back of this bed of this truck. You know, it's pretty good, you know, maybe, I don't know, 6 feet up off the ground.
Kind of like a dump.
And then we're, yeah, and it has a utility truck that dumps, you know. We're in the back and we're just shoveling the shit out. And he goes,
I forgot this is a story about someone falling.
Right.
I can't wait.
We're shoveling the dirt out on the ground. And then his foot hits the back and he starts to slip and he loses his shovel and he just whips around to me. And it's all in slow motion, but I see it coming. So I reach my shovel out for him. You know, it's like, you ever see Cliffhanger? Yeah, like when he lets the girl
go. It's the poster. It's the freaking poster, isn't it?
I do what I can. I get my
every
shovel.
Every Stallone figure.
And he just
gets
the tip of it and he's holding it. He's like, and he's big. He's like 6'4", couple hundred pounds. Oh. And I'm pulling everything I can. And he just, you finally see him, the realization in his face, just eyes open wide. And he just lets go and he just starts doing that back pedal.
The windmill hands.
Dude, he fell off the back of that, just crushed. And it was just one of those, you ever see that lady that falls making wine and she can't talk? She's got the wind knocked out. She's just going, and that's what he's doing on the ground, trying to breathe. He's like, and I am fucking dying. I mean, that was a serious fall. He really could have got hurt, but just watching it, all that go down, it all went in slow. I know it had to go slow for him. I was so glad it slowed up and came into focus for me. Like, this motherfucker is going to eat it. Yeah.
Do you think if people got hurt, you wouldn't laugh, or you'd still laugh and then feel bad if they got hurt?
You'd figure out when you could laugh. Yeah.
See, I'm a little bit like, I'll get, if it gets me and I get giddy, I will give a giggle at first. And I'm like, are you okay? After the giggle. And then I'm like, you know, but if as soon as they say they're all right.
I have a bad reflex to laugh when it gets tight.
Yeah, I can't help it.
My buddy got his car stolen on New Year's Day. He had this Oldsmobile 98 he borrowed from his dad, which is that beautiful, Public Enemy talks about it. It's like a big, like, caddy type of thing, but it was an Oldsmobile 98.
Yeah, they were just on CNN talking about it.
And it got stolen, and he he walks down the street looking for it, and it's not there, and he's like, no, no, and he starts kicking cars, and he's pissed off, and my instinct was to laugh. Like, the worst thing just happened to him, and that's a terrible, terrible reaction.
But, hey, you got to find humor and stuff. But, I mean, it all depends. Did they ever find the thing?
No. It was in Riverdale, New York, which is the number one, like, theft.
Well, there you go. Don't be driving a 98 or in Riverdale.
That's exactly what
I'm saying. Left your shit unlocked, man.
Some guy's walking down the street. It's like, Mazda.
That's a 98 right there.
Have you, are either of you considered, do you consider yourself adrenaline junkie, or have you bungee jumped? Have you skydived? Have you done any of that stuff?
I've skydived. Well, back to fall, real quick on falling and adrenaline. Me and my buddy Alex, we used to we both flunked out of school together. We went skydiving together. We both got into we would mountain bike in this, there's all these woods in my town. So we'd go and mountain bike and just fly, you know what I mean? Jesus. Downhill, uphill. And then he's like, hey, man, I'm thinking about starting rock climbing. Do you want to go to this rock climbing gym? And it was like $75 for the day. You got a week membership and you got lessons. So we did it. I wasn't really into it. He stuck with it. He still rock climbs to this day, you know. It's how he met his wife, everything. But we're mountain biking this one day, and we had just done 2 days before the gym, you know. And he goes, oh, dude, you want to pull over here and just do some climbing? You know, just some free climbing.
Free,
I'm like,
what
yeah.
They call free climb.
Yeah, so bouldering, you know. It's called bouldering. So. Okay. I go up one route, he goes another route. I fly up it, right? He gets stuck on his, and he comes back. I go up to the top, and then I come down, and he's still trying it, and he comes down, and he's like, why don't you give that one a try? He goes, I can't get it. And I go, yeah, I'll give it a try. So he goes to where I was, and he zips up that. I go to where he was, you know, and I have the – in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm just better than he is.
Right,
I'm going to be able to climb this face, you know? So he gets to the top, he's looking down, and I just keep going. You know what I mean? And I'm just numb to it. And I'm like, oh, look, I'll just grab for that rock. Grab for it. I'm probably 8 feet. 8 feet. And I don't get it. And I just, I fall, and I land, you know, when you're just, I land square on my back.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
All, everything, your soul fucking pops out of you for a second. Yeah. This is Alex, the same guy when I fell in L.A. on the wet thing. And he's looking down, and he's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, you all right? I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
My spine's dust. My spine's dust.
Oh, my God.
Are my legs moving? Are my legs moving? Nada, I'm still up on the ledge.
Can you see my entrails? Do I have entrails sticking out?
Just to like, I mean, we would, that's what we were doing. We would always look for things that we could, I mean, now I just, my rush is like trying to find confrontation with people. You know what I mean? That's my rush.
Yeah, that's his rush. Challenging whether he will or will not get punched in the face.
I'm the opposite of, whatever the opposite of an adrenaline junkie is, that's what I, like the most dangerous stuff I've ever done was like, you know, I go into bad neighborhoods back in the day. Like, that's about as, yeah. as rough
that's
as,
rush,
that's
though.
About
it.
Like New Year's Eve uptown in New York, they shoot guns in the air when it's 12 noon. Like that's not really seeking that out, but that, you know, that, I don't.
Well, that's Baltimore just 12 noon.
That's yeah, right. New right. Year's Eve.
I went. Have you ever been bungee jumping?
I never have.
All right, I've been bungee jumping two times.
Two times.
That's
yeah,
ridiculous.
I'll never do it again. I don't even know if people still do it.
What's the waiver on that? It just says you might die. You can't sue us.
You just sign everything over.
Jesus.
Yep.
And I'll tell you exactly. I went two times in the same week. This is when I was in
you
probably was college, early
you were suffering
college.
Suffering a little bit, huh?
1920. I was going through some shit.
You were looking for some.
And I went down to South Carolina with two friends of mine. We drove down, Tom and Brian. We drove down in Tom's Jeep.
Dude, you know what, dude? I didn't want to, you know, as a surprise, but Tom, bro!
Come on in, guys.
Get out here. I looked.
And we get down to Myrtle Beach. I had never been to Myrtle Beach before at the time. And Myrtle Beach is nice if you've never
been
there.
Yeah, it's classy,
really nice.
Right?
So we're down there partying and shit. And there's a bungee jumping thing down there. And we're like, let's do it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want it. And this one was off of a crane. Remember
when
they used to do those?
Dog.
Over water or what?
No, just over an air mattress. Well,
like a blow-up mattress?
A motherfucking box spring. Yeah,
a dirty junkie queen. Sort of sleeper with skank blood on it, right?
Skank blood. Is it a pot of pee?
Yes, sir. Memory foam, this guy.
Yeah, remember him? So we go up, and this one was only about 80 feet, 90 feet. Not terribly high.
Mild jump to your death.
That's not terribly high. And I decided on this one to go, he said to go backwards. So basically, like you're putting your feet on the edge of a diving board and you're diving backwards.
I can't dive, so I wouldn't be able to.
And you're supposed to push off. You know, you don't want it. So you push. So I get up there and I'm nervous as fuck. I mean, I'm like,
I can't even imagine. Because you have to initiate it, too.
Yeah, you have to.
You're the one
that
drops
out. Yeah.
There's no push.
There's a trap door.
Like, I just hang me. Hang me, but then cut the noose. It's the only way I would do it.
All right, pull it. Pull it. I'm ready to go. Pull it.
You have to trick me.
Pull it, Marvin. Stop teasing, man.
No way, man. Holy Christ. I'd cannonball it.
Trap door.
So I jump. I spring off, and I'm watching. I'm falling backwards. I'm freaking out. You know,
I'm falling.
You have
I've
thoughts
always
while you're
wondered,
going down?
Well, my thought was I'm watching everyone up on this platform get smaller away from me. And as I fall down, and then it yanks you at the last second. Not on that one, because I didn't feel like I had time to scream. Because I really was trying to process. I just fucking jumped off of something. And if this thing doesn't fuck, and I've read a million times that they've measured it too long or your way. I was like, man, somebody weigh me. Weigh me now.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
whatever it says I weigh, I will. That's what I fucking
I mean, I'm 185,
weigh.
But I had a huge lunch.
Yeah. You don't get vain. You don't get vain if it means you're going to smash
exactly.
into the same. I'm like 220.
Yeah. You sure? Fine. 225, man.
So I you know, I get done with this thing and I'm like, what the fuck? It was a weird, janky experience. And, they're like, we got to go do it again.
Who? But Tom
my
and
friends, Tom
Brian?
And Brian.
Get back in there, man.
They're like, let's go do it again. But there was this one, and there hopefully there'll be some South Carolina listeners that'll remember this. There used to be, I have a video, I think, somewhere of it. We used to have a T-shirt of this damn thing, but it was a steel arch, okay? And it was 120 or 140 feet up. So this one was
like the St. Louis one?
Quarter high. Yeah, it was.
Does it look like that? No.
It looks like that,
okay.
Yes.
Gateway to Myrtle Beach?
It looks like that. And they had an elevator that went up the inside of the arch, up to the apex.
God.
And then you ride up with just an operator who has all... You know, you don't think of these things when you haven't done it before. And so I get up there, and it's a summer night. I'm in a T-shirt and fucking shorts, and you're going higher and higher. And the screams and the cheers
Is it just, it's not like a real elevator though, is it like a cage kind of deal like you see in like New York City lofts?
It's a motherfucking straight cage.
You're laying flat like you're going into a mine. You know,
exactly.
And we're going up and he's instructing me. He's like, I'll do the countdown. You know, you want to push off and dive out. And as we're going up, it's just getting quieter and quieter.
Oh, God.
And it's just, do your wind.
Oh, that's dope. That's really good. It's like radio.
Frosty just blew in here. What's up, Karen?
So that's what I'm hearing, and I'm like, oh, my God. And my heart is just pounding. And
you hear it echoing?
Oh, dude. Pounding. Like, it's I feel it in my teeth, you know? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, can I back out of this? He's like, nah, man, we're up here now.
No.
So you know, and it's cage, like you say. So I can see through the floor of the fucking thing. You know how high up I'm like, oh, my God.
Good Lord.
So I take a couple of steps, you know, very tentatively, and I'm grabbing onto the wall, and I peek out, and I look over, and that motherfucking air mattress looked like a Pop-Tart. I swear to God. That's exactly
strawberry glaze.
A wet nap down on the ground.
With a chocolate ice cream sandwich on it. Chocolate. It looked like a fucking Pop-Tart, and I was like, I just didn't know what to say.
Like, I'm used to 80 or 90 feet.
Seriously, backwards. So this time, I've decided that if I'm doing it, I want to, if I'm going to get a rush, I want to dive forward so I can see the ground coming at my face, not everything going away from
me,
which was the way I did it the first time. So I get to the edge, and the guy, he takes all the excess bungee cord, and he tosses it over. Oh, and the weight of it, it grabs me a little bit. I'm like, Jesus! I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
He's not fucking around. Like, he's business, you know? Like, I got to go back down.
This takes, like, 80 seconds to get up and down this fucking thing. So I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, all right, I'm going to start the countdown. I'm like, wait a second. And I get out to the edge, and I put my feet over, and I'm like, all right. And he goes, three. I go, three?
Three.
Let's do 17.
In my mind, was expecting 10. I really thought we were doing it. I go, what the fuck happened to 10?
Yeah.
And he just looks at me. He goes, three.
This guy's a hard ass. You're the one.
One. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, he deals with this probably with like 90% of the people.
So he has no empathy for your fear. What a jerk.
He probably gets a rush off. I'm like, get the fuck. I hope it
probably chubbing. He's probably chubbing while you're about to launch.
Chubbing. That's a term.
So I fucking push off as hard as I can, and I dive out. And this one, as soon as my body starts dropping, I'm like, fuck.
It's the only word that counts. Yeah.
And you still hear nothing until you're about halfway down, and that's when you can hear everyone cheering and clapping and shit. And I mean, it fucking grabs you, and it rebounded me up so high. I went higher than I did the first time on that 80-footer.
Just coming down on the rebound.
And then you're just snapping for fucking minutes until and then you're like, okay. All right, you're fucking violently swinging out here. Like, all right.
Okay,
and then they lower you down into the air mattress, and they're like, you going to do it again? I was like, fuck no, I'm not doing that shit again.
Did any of them do it?
Yeah, no, they all did it. But, you know, when they do a video, they're coming over in your face and shit. Like, my friend did a video. I was like, I think I got one. So
that's ridiculous.
Oh, like a month or something later, we're back in Maryland. We're watching the news. And they had rigged the elevator, the cage, differently since we had left. They basically, from the arch, so they went up like to the top from the front and down like a triangle on a cable up this way instead of up the inside of the arch. And the fucking cable snapped and killed the elevator operator and the person that was going to bungee jump. They didn't even die bungee jumping. They died on the fucking... because that thing fucking snapped.
Good Lord.
That's so how about that? The ride was more dangerous than the fucking bungee jump.
You gotta be crazy.
I think I mentioned it before, but also another friend of ours, Adrian, you know,
he
went to spring break in like Mexico, went on a booze cruise, got wasted, got off the booze cruise, bungee jumped. They're like, you're drunk. He's like, nah, I'm not. They let him bungee jump, walked from the bungee jump and got a tongue ring. Okay, got a tongue ring, and then by this time it was nighttime. Went on the beach with this girl fooling around, and he got swarmed by dudes, and they robbed him.
What?
Yeah, all of, he went drunk booze cruise, bungee jump, ring, virtual mugging, and I think he had to like chase the dudes down, and like I mean he may have got something back. But.
I think they based Hostel after that experience. Yeah. Right? Like that's the actual true story.
He got the book right.
Exactly. Right.
Have you been skydiving?
Yeah, one time.
Would you do it again?
No. You know, here's the other thing.
Tell me about
tandem
it.
Were you strapped to a dude?
Yeah, I was strapped to a dude, which is the best part, actually. I'm pretty sure I was chubbing.
It is a verb.
It is now.
I went with Alex again, you know, and
God damn, you gotta stop hanging out that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. Well, this one, the
bad seed.
Here's the thing with adrenaline stuff. It's like, you know, you can't just hop back into that stuff. You know what I mean? You have to maintain that, because like if you went back now to bungee jump, you would be like, I'm out of my goddamn mind.
Right.
Listen, if someone's like, you need to bungee jump right now in order to save your son's life, but he lived long enough.
Yeah,
he's been around long enough. Yeah. I'll keep it alive on the podcast.
You got to see that
keep
Red alive Sox on the podcast. Win it.
God bless him, man. God bless. I'm sure Jesus will take care of him. It was, honestly, there was nothing. Like, we just went up in the airplane. We're sitting
out
tandem.
Here in California. Where'd you go?
No, this is in New Hampshire.
Jesus, that's not even like a skydiving kind of place.
No, you had to. Really? You know, live for your die, man. That's New Hampshire.
I guess,
you can get away with
stuff.
In New
I just don't get
fireworks
that vibe
New
from
Hampshire.
I see a lot of candles and artisan craft.
Kind of gets that vibe.
Yeah.
But we went out. You know, it was beautiful. The scariest part for me was you're strapped, you're back to his chest.
That's right.
So when he shimmies out to the door, you're hanging out of the, you're just out of the plane.
You're in a fucking baby pouch on the front of the guy.
Yes.
You're in his fucking
papoose.
And I'm not thinking anything, but I'm looking down, I'm like, holy shit, I'm 13,000 feet, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, I'm thinking the whole thing's going to be a rush, but as soon as we jumped out, it just feels like you're floating. You don't, because you don't, you know what I mean? There's you're not looking at anything.
Not the feeling I have.
Do you get the G-force on your face?
I can't. Yeah, but it was nothing, because it's not like a roller coaster where you can like see objects, so you have an idea of how fast you're moving. You know what I mean? I just felt like I was floating. And then we pulled the thing, and we pulled it. I'm like, all right, we're just looking around, and my ears were all jacked up. It was just like, yeah, we get to the bottom. My buddy's like, Alex is like, what's up, bro? I'm like, well, whatever, man. It's over. Then we drank Coronas.
Have you been?
I built decks one summer, and when the decking wasn't down, and there was just
I jumped off,
and it was just this
with a blanket
this
tied
is
around
how
my
height
neck.
Phobic, this is how height phobic I am. When the decking wasn't down, and there were just the planks, and there was like 3 feet in between, I would walk on all fours to get across. The
Come
thing.
On,
that's not walking, bro.
Whatever, waddle,
crawling.
But like I would do like a.
I know what you mean.
Like you have a fear of widths or heights.
No, when I can see the ground below me and I can't put my foot on something, like ladders,
that makes you
and
nervous.
Like hanging lights,
old piers and shit.
Yeah, it just bugs me.
You got small patellas.
Yeah, so I'm the patella thing really wrecked me at an early.
Throws
age.
Your balance. Your balance is all off.
You wouldn't. I mean,
you know, you can't get your leg all the way across.
Yeah,
there
was the March of Nickels was for the small patellas. The March of Diamonds. It's a real thing.
Brutal. I went skydiving one time. I will only do that shit one time too. And we went up here to, I think it's Andrew. Is it Andrews Air Force Base out there?
Yeah, something like that.
Middle of the fucking desert where the shuttle lands, you know. And we go in, and right away, my first question is, how many people fucking have died doing
Why
this?
Why would you ever
say it out loud
that?
In front of other people? Like
I asked
other
the lady
people.
Working
oh,
there.
Okay.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Macbeth, of course he did.
Yeah.
Goddamn right
Scottish
I did.
Scottish Bob over here.
And she, honestly, she was like, you know, last year we had, a woman who was in the Navy, check this out, I didn't even know this existed, her job was to test parachutes.
Jesus Christ.
And she got two bad ones. And she fucking died.
Wait, so the first one didn't go, and the second
That's
one didn't
right.
go.
But her job
was
to test those.
She's doing
38 grand a year, right?
Said she fucking crushed on the ground out there.
That's sad.
We, real quick, just a side note, I golfed one time with this guy, and it was a couple, me and my buddy, and we're golfing with this guy, and he's older, and he's super interesting, but he had like this like birthmark-ish, his skin was like black in some areas, white in other areas. It was interesting. He was older, dude. I just didn't know anything about it. And then we find out he was a test pilot. Like, back in the day, he would test pilot. And I'm leaning to my buddy. I'm like, those might be burns.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Road rashers.
And he's like, dude, those ain't burns, man. And I was like, you don't think so? He's like, nah. I'm like, I ain't going to ask. But anyway.
He tested fans, man.
No, he tested planes, man, for what was that?
Alligator tonsil remover or something.
Tested them to see if you could fucking put them in a garage or something. So we go in. I ask that. They tell me about that. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and then you have the option. You can go tandem, which is basically a 20-minute like instructional VHS with some fucking dude doesn't speak English. It's jumped 17,000 times standing to my left. Or we can stay overnight. We can learn how to walk out and do it ourselves. And I'm like, fuck that, man. I definitely want to go tandem because in my mind there's two things. One, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing.
Right.
And two, if on the off chance those chutes don't open, when we get to the bottom at the last second, I'm barrel rolling and seeing if I can't squish his ass.
Right.
Maybe I'll break every bone in my body, but I'm going to see if I can't cushion myself under him.
There's still only two parachutes. There's not that. Four?
Dude.
You each don't get two?
That's what I thought,
no.
too. All right.
I'd be afraid of going solo that I would just get like vertigo. I'm like, keep going. Like, you're not going to pull it? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'd lose my mind. I'm like, I ain't pulling, man.
Well, they say fear of heights is actually a repressed fear to jump and fling yourself into these perilous.
Dude, I've been on rooftops and been like, yeah, fucking jump, dude. Fucking I have to walk it. Away from the edge.
Yeah.
Me and Nick Kosaski.
We decide we're all going tandem. There are three of us. We're doing this for someone's birthday. I can't remember who the fuck.
Jesus
and we go up, and you know the guy gives me, I think it's an altimeter or something like that, that watch
that's exactly
that takes
right,
you
yeah.
up. And he's like, you can look at that. And we're going, I think, 13,000 feet or whatever. And we're, you know, and he's like, look at it now. And I'm like, we're at 7. I'm like, that's fucking high, man.
7 RPM? Like, what is it? Times 1,000 or whatever? Like,
what are we going to? He's like, 13. I'm like, 13? Double this? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. So
it's never a safe plane, either.
No, it's rickety.
Right? And you're screaming over it.
Empty. There's no seats. You're
yep, there's no seats. Everyone's sitting on the ground. And I remember it like it was fucking yesterday, too. Vivid details. There were like 4 or 5 other jumpers that were, you know, they did this. They were, this was like their fourth today. You
yeah,
know what
just
I mean?
Go up.
And they just jump, land.
You
jump,
pay per?
Land.
No, they get like once you get like
I don't
guys
know if
that are
fucking at a Groupon or what. I don't really give a shit right there. I'm worried about my life right now. And I'm in a blue, like, you know, overall suit that's way too fucking tight. It's tight as shit on my balls. And they're like, that's the only one we have. Oh, I'm like, man, this is really uncomfortable. But, you know, I want to be as secure on your chest as I possibly can be. So we're going over that part, you know. And he's like, well, you're hooked to me. And I'm like, that's it. I go, well, don't I get a shoot? Like, at least I get one, the reserve. He's like, no. He has both of them.
Right. I'm just realizing that the guy who knows what he's doing is the guy on the back.
He's fine.
He's on the back. Okay, I got it.
Your back is on his chest.
Right.
Hooked with, like, 4 of those fucking climbing hooks. Zip ties. You know,
twisties.
Carabiners, exactly.
And when he yanks that fucking chute, your weight is yanking down, pulling down.
Right,
and if that shit doesn't catch, it's your ass because he's going up and you're going down. There is no pull a chute to save yourself. So I was in protest of that. I was like, I really would be more comfortable if I just, you know, emergency chute on my chest, anything that I could try to slow this down.
Coming
he's
up
like,
with new concepts.
It's like I get an umbrella.
Like, y'all got a stud chute I can throw out at the last second.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not happening, man. This is how we're going. I've jumped.
How about
like,
a bed sheet? You got a bed sheet? Yeah.
He's like, I've jumped 17,000 or whatever it is. You know, some. I go, have you ever fucking had any problems? He's like, no. I go, well, today's probably your day, dude. I'm just telling you.
Because I'm that guy.
I know who I am.
He's like, Macbeth.
So, you know, we walk out to the plane. We get up, and it's just like Jay says, we're halfway up. And I'm like, holy fuck, that's a long way down, you know. And at some point, finally, even when I fly normally, I look out the window, and any fear of height is gone, you know, because I feel like it's almost cartoon at that height. Like, oh. I can't die. You know what? I know that sounds absurd, but it's like I'm so high up, it's not even fathomable that I could drop all the way down there, even though we're on this plane and we could. So I remember someone farted, and I'm telling you, that's how clear I remember.
In the cargo plane?
And the guy goes, was that you? I go, no, it's not me, man. And it's this lady up here who's she's like, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. And she's just ripping fart.
She's copping to it. That's pretty
and I'm like, what the And now the whole fucking plane stinks, you know, and we're still going up. We're going, it's loud and rickety. And
no Sky Mall.
Thinking about getting this hot dog toaster here. Before I jump.
So, and the other thing, too, is we haven't coordinated at this point how difficult it is to walk when you're strapped to someone's fucking chest because you've got a left foot together, right foot together, to an open fucking door on a plane. Right. You know?
We shimmied on
like
our
the
asses.
Opening of
like
Friends.
You shimmied over.
Oh, you scooched?
Yeah.
Not us.
I guess the official term is scooched.
It's scooched,
scooch,
man.
Yeah, I think that is.
What's he scooching?
As you're chubbing, you have to
is
scooch.
Is that Carl?
Yeah.
He's scooching across the deck, man. He's scooching across the...
You know, it's wide over there, man. He's scooching. So you know, I'm struggling to walk like this with this guy on my back because I don't want to do this. You know, I really don't want to jump out of this perfectly good fucking plane. And again, we get to the edge.
In the spandex suit you wear.
Yeah, yeah. It's not spandex, but it's like a fucking mechanic.
The Halloween, Halloween Top Gun. You buy it on it.
It's the right in the back. Exactly. Yeah. It's like Michael Myers, but it's royal blue. Yeah, you know.
I went to the dance.
It's a little synthetic.
So we're at the 13,000 on the watch, and we get up there, and he's like, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "I'm not fucking ready. I'm not going to lie to you." And we walk to the front. And he says, when I count down, and at this point I know three, because people don't, why yeah, are they going to count from 10?
18.
Like I've been that. First in the countdown. he's like, you make sure you fucking push with your legs with all your might, and you dive out there. Make sure you dive out. Don't just drop.
Right, right, right.
Dive out.
You got to get away from
yeah,
the plane.
Yeah, just get
right?
off away from the plane.
Otherwise, we're going to get caught in that propeller. You look left. You're like, yeah. God damn it.
No, we didn't. I don't think we have propellers there.
I know.
So, we get up and he says 3, 2, 1, and I give it all I fucking have.
You fire out, dog.
And this
hit
asshole,
the wing, man.
You know
why
he did it on purpose? Because what he did, he's a dick. He knew I was fucking scared. So I spring out and he immediately rolls me onto my back and he goes, look at the plane. So I could see that our perfectly good plane is gone.
Plane,
and
yeah.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
Oh
and it
God.
Just became real instant. I was like,
people are sadists.
But we free fell for so long, like over a solid minute you're falling,
yeah.
That I ran out of my adrenaline. And I'm like, ah!
Like a kid who cried himself out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you finally, that's exactly what I was like. I was like, ah! Ah. And then it was cotton mouth. I mean, your cheeks are blowing open, mm-hmm. and it was like peanut butter and cobwebs in my fucking mouth. Like I couldn't get my tongue out. Like, blah. And you're just dying up there. And then he's like, "Okay, you're gonna pull the thing." I'm like, "You're pulling it." He's like, "You're pulling." I'm like, "You're pulling it." I'm not arguing. He's like, "You're pulling it." And I'm
arguing.
Like, "I'm not fucking pulling it." And we're dropping, and I'm refusing to pull it. And he's like, "Pull it."
Why did you
like,
want to pull it?
Because I was scared I was going to do something wrong. You've jumped 17,000 times. Pull the fucking thing, asshole. So he makes me pull it, and I yank it. And then
I pulled it.
The canopy comes up, and it is the quietest thing I've ever heard in my life. It is silent under that. It is so peaceful and calm. It is amazing. And we're just floating there. And I'm like, this.
The guy kept telling me, he's like, take a look around, look around. Like, take
he's
it
like,
all
hey,
in.
Hey,
look
shut
around.
Up, voiceover guy.
Like, that's what I was like,
I am looking, you motherfucker. I'm crying, man. Leave me alone.
So
that made it worth it.
How was your
part?
Landing? The landing's tricky too.
We're not done yet. So we're enjoying ourselves. And then he says to me, you like roller coasters? And I go, yeah. And he fucking yanks one of the cords. And I mean, we just start going like a fucking tornado. And I was like, stop! Stop!
No, the adrenaline
that's nothing like a roller coaster.
That's
nothing like a roller coaster. Roller coaster's up and down, man. I don't like circles like that, man. Stop. And at this point, the fucking suit is cutting into my ball bag. And I'm like, stop, dude. Stop my balls. Stop, man. Please. He's like, all right, we need to run. I'm like, I don't know if I can run. My balls hurt like really bad.
My
he's like,
taint is all stretched.
Yeah, tattered. My taint is tattered. And yeah, we come into the run, you know, and he brought us down money. And I ran out of that, just didn't fall or anything. I was impressed. But that was all him. He's like, hold your legs up. I'm like, my
you
core's not strong enough.
You lift your legs like in
dude,
a leg
you
race?
You lay them out like
so
straight,
he uses
like
leg,
the
okay.
old Roman chair at the gym you get in. And then you run. And then you run out of that bitch. You might have trouble
with the
small patellas,
man.
God, you'd be fucked up.
You can't do a lot of things. I'm telling you, the marching nickels, man.
And they came right over to me like, would you ever do it again? I said, fuck no, I am never doing that again. Only time I'm doing that is if there happens to be a parachute on a commercial airline that's going down, I will grab it. But other than that, fuck that. I'm never doing that again. Don't you feel like you got away with something?
No, I just
it doesn't.
Anything that's that quick for me nowadays, you know, like I'm not looking, like I said, the rush I'm looking for is a confrontation to see what I can learn about, see what can happen, but I just would never, I have no interest in it at all. Zero.
I had never did it and I have no interest. I have no,
well,
it doesn't,
I mean,
doesn't occur to
me. At this age,
me.
What are we going to do ever again? I mean, what would you possibly
cliff
do?
Cliff diving next Thursday. Acapulco. You
like,
ever see those
I would
dudes?
Ride shotgun in a yeah. NASCAR race, maybe. You know what I mean? Like something where like that. That's not even dangerous, is it?
Shotgun in a
NASCAR. Hell yeah, it's
yeah,
dangerous.
All right, I would do that because I could just,
an hour. One guy would bump you. Like, that guy's bumping us!
I'd be freaking
Rob
out. But
racing,
I'd be
Rob is racing.
I mean, that's I don't know. I don't.
How about this? What if we rented I want to do this for Kate someday. I want to get her to a track where you pay like $5 and you can like race on the track. Not like me racing her, but like she can drive a car because she
what
loves,
do you get like a
they
Nissan
have those classes
Z80 or something?
Huh?
What kind of car do they give you?
I don't know, but I'm sure they got something.
Yeah, I would
something
do that.
With juice.
They have you could do NASCAR classes.
I would do
like
that and do a nice 35 kind of around the oval, I think.
35 miles an hour?
I don't know.
Shit, I would punch that. I went and
I'd do that, yeah.
I'd put it into the wall. Just put it into the wall
they
one
would
time.
Be, yeah,
like,
they'd
man,
be
fuck it. I'll
wearing the hands device, right? Yeah. What do they call that thing?
200 miles an hour in the wall is no fucking
no, I'm
joke.
Not going 200. Maybe
you
like
wouldn't do it?
60.
I would on that straight. I'd go as full as that car
no,
would
no, but I'm saying I'm not going to run into the wall. Yeah. At 1-200, but I'll try and hit that turn. That does like, you know, bang it out, maybe fishtail on the side.
I went on this shoot a couple summers ago. I produced this thing. It was an independent thing for these rich fucking dudes that were, they were all fucking.
Rich fucking dudes. Get down!
Dude, these guys had money. I mean.
Right, right.
So they were all into Ferraris, and they were telling me how you could buy this one special Ferrari had out right now that they all wanted. You know what
the
I mean?
Enzo. Like Enzo.
I don't even know which right. one. It was whatever the top one is right now that races, you buy this fucking thing. And there's a waiting list for it. They'll contact you and say,
right, right.
if you'd like, here it is. But if you pass, there's eight motherfuckers behind you that want this thing. And when you buy it, it's like buying a horse, okay? It lives at the facility in Italy. You fly to fucking drive it on the track there. It's not something that comes home with you or anything Jeez. Like that.
You can't it put stays, it on the PCH.
It's like
or
owning
any
a Thoroughbred.
Right?
It's like owning a Clydesdale. You just go there to fucking see it and ride it and shit. So they were like, man, fuck this. What's the fun in that? So they all have Ferrari race cars here. And they created a series in America based on the series over in Italy. And they go to like six places twice a year. So they do 12 races and they'll do a Saturday and a Sunday each time. So it's 24 from Florida to Jersey. The one I went to was in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
And these guys fucking all race cars. They're all rich. One dude, his name was Franco Villobra.
So these are not street cars.
These are not street cars.
Okay.
No, these are straight race cars built for it. One seat, the whole nine. And he had family money. They were the jewelers for the Italian royalty. Anyone for years that has been involved in any of the Italian royalty, they have been the provider of the jewelry. So he's got a car. And this dude was fantastic. I'm talking to him all day. Another dude was a lawyer from New Orleans who represented people from Katrina, and he is just
class action dude. Yeah, he make a lot of money.
This dude was so young. He was for a billionaire. He was 40. He was good looking, single, and he used to tell me, he's like, Ryan, I'll go over to Italy, I'll pick up a model, I'll bring her back to my place. In the plane, he's got a remote control, and he's setting the mood light in the mansion, he's heating the pool up so when they get there it's warm, and he owns C-3PO and R2-D2 from the original Star Wars. And they come out and meet you in the driveway,
oh,
and they're
Jesus
picking their skirts
Christ.
Up and shit.
Good Lord.
And then he'll fucking rent them to Universal Studios in Florida when they feel like having them for, like, you know, 3 or 6 months or whatever. So then he's straight with them. He's like, you're out of here on Thursday. I'll send you on a flight home. I got another girl coming in from Prague. And they're like, okay, totally fine with it. All fucking A-listers. So this dude, there's another guy who flew his private jet and landed in the airport right behind the track, and I'm talking to him. He's like, as soon as this race is over, 35 minutes, we'll be in New Hampton swimming. I was like, you motherfucker. His father owns like 20 high-rise buildings in Manhattan, passed away, just passed it all on to him.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got just – they all have fuck you money.
Yeah.
Hit a triple. He hit a triple.
They all have fuck you money. So – the young dude and I, we hit it off, and he was like, do you want to drive my Ferrari? I was like, fuck yeah, I want to drive that Ferrari. So he's going to let me take this, I think it was an F-140, out on the track. I'm so fired up, and the fucking track said no. They refused to let me do it because
insurance.
I hadn't. No, because if you wanted, anyone who was going to be a driver had to be there the day before and put on a list, no exceptions. And since I flew in the day after, they were like, whatever. But he's like, you can be a passenger in this car. I was like, let's do it. This
is it crazy feeling?
Dude, it when he hit the gas, it felt like there was like a rope tied around my waist and a car pulling me through the back of it the other way. Yeah. I couldn't get over the power. We were at over 100 miles an hour. It felt in like seconds.
Right.
Just unbelievable power. And these guys are out there driving on their own. And so if they wreck it, it's their money. And one dude fucked his car up.
Really?
Yeah. And they all get pissed because, look, it's like a – even though they have a ton of money, they're like, look, it's $150,000. And if I can't get this fixed for the next race, I got to go buy another $150,000.
Yeah. It's such a drag.
What are they – what's the purse? Like, who wins the – like, is there money on the line?
Yeah, they all do it. There's a bunch of them. There's like six different teams. They're all independently wealthy
money?
Dudes.
Do we know?
I don't know what they end up doing at the end of the year. I don't know, but it's well in the six figures.
I mean, for the guy that
wins it. And there's a first, second, and third for each person. And
or it's like trading places and it's a
money.
Dollar bet for
yeah,
the
Yeah, it could be that arrogant shit, yeah.
That's craziness.
I've never felt any kind of power like that from a car, man. That's crazy.
I did once. I had a buddy that bought, I mean, it wasn't obviously racetrack worthy, but he bought like this Porsche Turbo Racing Edition, like brand
new.
It was like 160. He got it used for like 85. That's what he got it for, something like that. And he's like, one day he's like, you want me to take you out? I'm like, yeah. And we go down the PCH, and that exact feeling you're talking about, like when he hit it, I mean, we didn't get up to 100, it just sucked you back. And I was like, holy shit. And literally, I'm not kidding you, we started driving on we got to like Sunset on PCH, and all of a sudden some light goes off, we pull over, and some wire that has liquid in it snapped and was spraying all over the place.
Really?
That was the end of that ride.
I mean, it's such a fine instrument that it breaks down all the time.
Well, I mean,
or whatever.
He bought it used, and then he pushed the hell out of it.
Oh.
Dude, this rich guy, the one I hit it off with, do you remember the Lamborghini Countach poster back in the day that was like the hot chick and the doors were up?
Yeah.
He bought
at Spencer
that
Gifts.
Car.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Spencer Gifts.
Next
you go
to the black
through
light
all
posters.
The, you go through all the posters.
Samantha Fox, Heather fucking Thomas from Fall Guy, Daisy Duke. Come on, man.
Crossword toilet paper.
He bought that fucking car. Like, he sought it out for years and bought the car from the poster. And then he had a Ferrari for every year they had and all this shit. And then just started selling them. He's like, I couldn't drive them anymore. I just couldn't drive them. But oh, I know what he has. This is the baddest ride that you could fucking have. He has a land speeder from Star Wars. You know, the little brown one?
No.
Dude.
The hovercraft joint?
Yeah, that little hovercraft.
Does it really hover?
It doesn't hover.
Oh, fuck this.
That was some CG bullshit. But it does have wheels on
it.
And he drives it to work. He's got it properly plated, and he rolls fucking to his
What's the transmission on
in
that?
New Orleans. Just takes the city streets of New Orleans in his land speeder. He's got one, and he drives it to him from where he showed me pictures. I'm like, that isn't fucking impressive.
That's
dude.
Too much.
He said he sits at lights, and people double take that. I'm like, that a land speeder, man? He's like, yeah, man. One of the original ones.
I'd be like, no, it is not a land speeder. That is crazy.
Rides like a TomTom, too.
He's got a Corvette.
That's insane.
Land speeder. It's my favorite car anybody's ever told me they had to get to and from work. He said it, and he'll have friends like, can I borrow it? And he lets them. He totally lets them. He's like, go ahead. Just fucking
I got a date. I'd really
yeah.
like
yeah.
He's
yeah.
got a
That's exactly
Star
what
Wars
like,
thing.
Can I borrow
it? Yeah, he's way too into it, man.
Well, whatever, man. He's got a pet Chewbacca at home.
yeah, they're breeding him. He's breeding him in the basement.
I got an albino Chewbacca out back. Albino Chewbacca. What were we talking about? Remember? Do you remember when we went? Laser tagging.
I do. Jesus. I do remember.
Go
ahead.
I was getting ready to go to Iraq, and the girl I was dating at the time thought it would be fun if a bunch of us went laser tagging in honor of me going to Iraq.
Right.
Which, you know, that's fine.
It's totally fine. But do you remember there was some controversy?
Yes, there was some controversy.
There were some softer West Coast people, we'll call them.
They weren't West Coast.
But they were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought that it was insensitive that we were going to play laser tag when you were going off to the Middle East to entertain our troops where there was a war zone.
Right.
So they boycotted, basically because I think they really didn't want to come. But put it on that bullshit.
Yeah.
Tried to make us feel guilty about going to play laser tag when you were going to entertain our troops.
Exactly.
And then freaking, so they say it was insensitive, and I got all huffy in the back seat. Like, what's insensitive about it? It's not like we invited a bunch of wheelchair kids to a get up the stairs party, right?
And they thought I was such a jerk
for saying it. We lost it.
It's not like we invited a bunch of wheelchair kids to a get up the stairs party, dude. Oh my God. I remember exactly when you said it, too.
It was raining. We were in bumper to bumper traffic in that goddamn car.
We were in like a station wagon.
She drove our car, and then someone followed behind us. There were two cars.
We had her Volvo station wagon. But we go in there.
Oh, I got smoked. I couldn't get.
Everyone got smoked.
Oh man, we go in.
That's because there were kids in there that were like professional.
Yeah, yeah. And we get all the gear, and we're testing the guns out and stuff, and we go in the first round. And I'm with Carl, and we grabbed it because we could not – we're shooting.
We're just lacing kids and lacing, not
nothing's
scoring
happening.
Points on anything.
And Carl and I are getting pissed, and this one kid comes by, and he shoots us, and then it'll
– Your chest –
shut your chest down for like 5 or 8 seconds or something. You can't do anything. I was like, get him. Grab him, Carl. And we held this kid. We put our damn gun up on his chest doing this, and it did nothing.
Why?
I don't know why, but they would go around like remember how Devo was in their videos?
Yeah, they would
move like
weird.
Devo, and they had this angled down that they kept shooting.
Yep. Well, they would swerve. They would move the gun, and they wouldn't run.
They'd walk fast.
Like mechanical. Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, and I bonk. Like, I blow all my adrenaline. Yep. I'm sweating. Because I'm moving around like tactical ops.
Dusted in there.
And
dusted.
Mind you, I don't know if you remember, but we all said, like, listen, we'll go once and we'll get out of here.
Right,
let's just go. I remember walking out, and I looked over at you, Carl D. I'm like, are we going again? You're like, goddamn right.
I'm not taking that ass whooping.
Because then they put your scores up, and I was Raging Bull was my tag. And I had like, I was 0 for 6, 1 for 75
shots.
Yeah,
right? It's embarrassing.
And they put it up, and all the kids,
And I don't know if you guys remember, but when we started again, they huddle you in this tiny little room, and there's like 25 or 30 people in there. And
first of all, it felt like in that room, it felt like we were in Empire Strikes Back or Star Wars,
we were going into battle.
We're getting ready to get released into battle.
It absolutely did.
Turns out your friends were right.
And it's a huge,
I'm just kidding, that was awesome.
Huge space
huge,
that we were in. Two levels. You could have like perch spots.
Right.
You always thought you kept finding like a safe spot.
Quit camping, you little
and just trying to sniper people, and you got nothing.
I think did we team up at one point? I'm like, get back to back, and we just kept our backs to each other. We're just sitting there, just waiting.
All techniques that didn't.
But I
work.
Remember we were so like one, like Carl said, 1 for 75 or whatever. And then we go in and they explain again, and the guy says, there are whatever 8 targets.
Yeah, 8 targets on your suit,
you know,
and on your helmet,
head,
2 shoulders,
and he goes,
head, chest,
and your gun. And Carl D says out loud, but to himself, he goes, "The gun itself is a target." And the whole room starts cracking.
Everybody
up. Crushing.
I was getting shot
in the fucking thing. Yeah,
they're
I was
shooting our
at
gun,
it, like,
and they're hitting our gun. But the they listed. Remember, for like insurance purposes, of like if you get claustrophobic, if you have bad patellas, they put.
See, I told you this is a real thing.
Small patellas. Hey, man, my friend's got small patellas.
He's got to get in there first. Give him a 20-second head start. He's got small patellas.
We had a good time.
That was
that
fun.
Second time
I was cursing.
It
was like a family arcade type of thing. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck. And every time I'm like, I'll punch you in the fucking face.
But these
like,
kids were what, 14, 12?
I feel
punks.
Like some were like 10 younger and they were schooling
you just
us.
Wanted
in
to
there.
Swing
you're like,
at
you motherfucker.
Let's do this in the street.
And they were doing that little spinning.
Holding
it like at their forehead down and shooting and nailing us.
The worst was like, I remember at one point I was hidden behind a wall and I had like a window I could look through. And I'm looking out. I'm looking for who I'm going to get, and I'm shooting. All of a sudden, I start feeling vibration.
Yeah,
like,
where is it? Where is it?
It's coming. And there's this little kid, and I'm just like, you son of a bitch. They would just grab
where
you.
Where is this coming from? You start freaking out.
I would 1,000% do that again.
I would do. I'd
you
need
know
to
mean?
Tape that, up, but I would definitely do it.
Tape up.
Got to tape up, man.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun, though. I would do that. I've never paintballed. I really want to do that
I
shit.
Do, too.
I've fired him, though. Like, my buddy had an apartment on the Upper West Side when he was on a soap opera, and he would do paintballing.
What was he on?
He was on One Life to Live. And,
of course he was.
He would go paintballing, but like we would get hammered, and I was like, we would start shooting his gun at the door, those metal doors.
In the house?
In the apartment. Yeah. And those it was fun. I mean, you know,
how big was the splatter?
It's like a you know when they do like squibs on
wet?
Movies, it looks like a bullet shot. No, we're just shooting the door, and it would you know, but it would those things are hurting. It's a gumball basically.
Yeah.
Dude, the guns they have now are out of
control.
They're automatic. You're like, I got them.
But have you seen the goddamn, like, when they have the competition on TV?
Oh, Dynasty.
Yeah. They're horrible.
One move happens.
Yeah, it's like it's football size, and you got to move from one thing to the other. I want to be in the woods and like little houses and be like, I haven't seen guys in 2 hours. You know what I mean?
You want to say, move out. And
am I out here alone? Am I out here alone?
I'm putting deer blood on myself.
Exactly.
That's back to your Red Dawn.
Yeah, exactly. Coming out of the swamp with a knife in your mouth and just like,
your gun doesn't work. Yeah,
I haven't seen anybody in 3 weeks, man. They fucking good at this game.
I'm in Temesco Canyon. This is weird.
I ate a raccoon yesterday, man, but I ain't giving my spot up.
Starving, man.
Start whittling the bungee stick. You know what I mean? Trying to just do it.
People are hiking like, they're like, what the? I'm a civilian. I'm in the middle of a game, man.
Can't you see? $17 an hour.
Good Lord. We got to make that happen.
We got to do some group stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the
I'm
fun.
Definitely down
those
to do
theme
that.
Birthdays.
That just sounds a lot of fun.
We should do.
Have
one.
You been
you
to? We went
that
to
part.
One year Medieval Times. Have you been to that show?
I have not.
Have you been?
There's one in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Dude, that's it's actually,
is it?
Dude, it's fucking fun. We went in, and you know we were clowning it a little bit at first too, but then you're like. About 5 real motherfucking horse. Like when you see a horse,
jousting is no
like,
joke.
Oh, this real horse right here. You know what I mean? It's not like some miniature horse shit. Like these guys are.
And if you get that job, you're pretty serious because you need to know how to ride a horse.
Damn right. Well, not
and dress up.
And dress
point
up.
It and,
that's
yeah.
a big part, right?
And say m'lady and stuff like that.
Dude, all the girls would call you my lord. It was getting me so horny.
Oh
all
yeah,
night.
Like Game of Thrones. You start taking.
I took a girl. Yeah, I was like, just call me my lord all night when you get back home. keep my lord. But, you know, you have a little bit of beer.
In a so, big, like, pewter
yeah,
mug.
Yeah, everything's eat with your hands. And we sat down and I pulled the little, like, server guy aside. I'm like, look, man, here's 20 fucking bucks. Just keep bringing us the goddamn beer. Don't give us this one glass shit. And he's like, don't worry about it. He set us up all night. And you just eat chicken or whatever. All of it's with your hands, you know. And they do the whole show, and they come over. Our guy got his ass kicked. I think he came in like
third. Oh, you're on the blue side or
whatever
the white
you sit
or whatever
in.
They're
like, this is your guy. You don't get the root for who you want
I'd
to.
I'd go crazy. I'd get us kicked out just screaming. And
booing. We were booing them and shit.
Dropping F-bombs around.
But, I mean, they were fucking doing badass tricks and stuff. Those horses are hauling ass. It's not some fucking little
Medieval Times
Mickey Mouse shit.
Was when I was working this bar in New York and the Rusty Knot, and our owner was like, we're gonna close down on Monday night, everybody meet at the bar and come dressed in medieval garb. Everybody dressed medieval, right? So we got costumes, we all show up, we start doing shots, we do pickleback, shot of Jameson, ice cold pickle juice to chase.
Is that tasty?
Oh, it's great.
I probably would like
he loves that.
Yeah, that's
so funny. Good.
Yeah, I'm doing
and
it.
Drinking Tecates and drinking Buds. Cans. All cans. We get on we have a huge party bus, right? We get on, we bring 2 cases of Tecate, 2 cases of Bud, 3 bottles of Jameson. Right? And then we drive to Jersey to Medieval Times.
Yeah.
We go to Medieval Times. It's crushing. We're all getting our pictures taken. We're drinking there, doing the whole thing, still in medieval garb. Get done, driving back to New York. Now, the owners of our bar, one owned
A lot of feathers on the caps and shit.
One owned Freeman's Alley, which is a great restaurant in New York, and the other owned the Spotted Pig, right?
Oh,
so
that's
the
a good one,
owner of Freeman's is a little out there. And he goes, let's go to Freeman's. So we pull the bus up at the end of the alley, and we all sprint towards the restaurant and storm the restaurant in medieval garb and run wrecked.
Like
we're
that
wrecked.
Capital
like
a Capital One joint.
Yes.
But then you're wired.
We're running through the restaurant, just running through it, going up to people like, and people like, oh my God, what's happening?
Just call me a witch.
I'm like, a marauder.
38 people in. We go all the way through the restaurant, come back out, getting the bus. Now, the guy who owns the Spotted Pig.
Wants the same action.
No, right? He's not really like, he's like, we're like, who knows? And then the bus pulls up in front of the Spotted Pig, and we go for it. And this is 3 floors. So we go through the first floor, go through the second floor, third
How
floor.
How many of you?
Like 38.
That's
Damn,
a substantial,
that's a,
amount,
that is
of
a
freaks,
amount of people.
Third floor, they save for private parties. They have their own like bartender up there, and there's a private party going on, and it's Sissy Spacek is having like her private party.
Uh-oh.
We get
there. You
know
there. What she's doing tonight?
What's she doing?
Sissy, get out of here! Sissy Spacek, like a Maryland girl.
Why is there
girl?
Blood on the wall?
We get up there, and two of our girls that are dressed in medieval garb hop on the bar and are dancing, and all Sissy and her whole crew, they're like, they're looking like, what the... Okay, all right.
Yeah.
They were like, what is this?
They went with it.
Yeah, and then we crashed that party for a little while, and then we roll back to the Knot, ordered some food to the bar. We had the bar just to ourselves, sent the weed guy over, and we just stayed there for like the next 2 hours.
We had that old Renaissance weed.
Yeah. It was, that's a nice time. Yeah, right. It's like
got high up inside my knight's helmet.
Weed mead, man.
It's frankincense or something, right?
Myrrh, man.
Roll some myrrh up, man. That's awesome. It was that was a good time. I mean,
that
unmatched.
Sounds like fun. Oh,
good Lord.
I want to do something like that.
Anytime you get a party bus involved.
Yeah, we did that up in Wine Country with Jay. That was fun. We're supposed to be all like enjoying wine and making noticing its dry notes.
Oh, you guys went?
Yeah, meanwhile, we're slamming Coors Lights in the bus Lights. On the way there.
Ruining everything. It's
my buddy.
No taste buds left.
My buddy Adam, he's like, his whole thing was like, you need roadies. So we had Coors Light 30 packs and like champagne in the party bus. By the last venue, we got tossed. We got tossed out last
rowdy.
Venue. Just being just ridiculous. They were so ridiculous.
And they were doing that like they didn't directly tell us to shut up. They were just so pissed that we were unruly. I walked out because I felt bad for them.
Yeah, you saw it coming?
Yeah, I was just like, this
well,
is
first terrible. Of all, they saw us coming, and then they're like, oh, shit. And then, like, you know, we're like, oh, man, we're OOC.
Because we were like, when I make some, you say noise, make some noise. Like, you're doing that at a winery.
I mean.
It's crazy. You know what I mean?
We're just at a winery, you're doing that shit.
People are buying visors and, like, little, like, chairs for the symphony, and we're like, let's get fucked up.
My boy Adam, who was, like, one of the guys behind the whole thing, like, he every year, like, Jordan, Danny and Adam all have birthdays close to each other, so they do the trifecta, and they always pick a place, and we go and celebrate their birthday, and this was, you know, Wine Country. But Adam, he threw a party. That's where I met Kate, was at Adam's beach party, and he had this beach party with a jacuzzi on the beach, and the jacuzzi was like, he was one tier up, and I remember when I got to the party, he's in the pool, and he's got this girl who's a friend of ours wrapped around him, like legs around him, arms around him. He's got his arms out. There's tons of girls in the pool, in the jacuzzi. Kate's in there. People pouring champagne down Kate's throat. Everyone's partying. Oh, yeah. And Adam's going, this party sucks, doesn't it? I hate this party. And this is how he does. And it's not, it's like good champagne. Like, he just does it. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm going to live once, and I'm going to live it to the fullest. And he is not afraid to do it. And the next day, he'll call you up. Like, this is what he'll do the next day. He's like in... like stockbroker kind of guy. I don't know what he does exactly, but like he'll call you at 7 a.m. on a Saturday because he's got that like hard work mentality.
Other people are paying for this shit, man.
right.
He'll get up at 7 in the morning. No, it's his money. He owns his own company, and everyone's kind of using his money. He's a smart dude. He works really hard. He
didn't
come
from
money.
It's the brown-haired dude, right?
Yeah.
I know.
He like takes his family to the Olympics.
Guy with skin, right?
Yeah, got skin.
Both eyes working. I know that guy.
But he'll call me up on like a Saturday morning at 7, and I'd be like, hello. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sleeping. What are you doing? He goes like, well, I read the paper. I'm in bed. And he goes, I had so much to give last night. I just had so much to give. And he always says it. He's like, I got so much to give, Lawson. I got so much to give.
Funny.
Like, you could tear his shirt off. He's like, I got so much to give. He's always down. Like, you got an idea you want to do? He's like, yeah, let's do it. You know, he met a girl at Manhattan Beach one time at a bar. And he's like, what are you doing tonight? She's like, I don't know. He's like, you want to go to Vegas? She's like, Vegas? He's like, let's go right now. Took her right to the airport. Flew her to Vegas. Got her an outfit. Spent the night, flew back the next day.
Damn.
Because he's just like, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? You know, that's a night.
That's the way to
Hell
do it.
Hell yeah, it's a night.
God damn.
Ugh, I wish I had a night like that. Oh, sorry, did I just drift? Did I just drift into a reverie?
Drift a memory. Listen.
Well, we actually, Jay Larson has to get out of here, so.
Good Lord.
He's got to make
it
happen.
Yeah, we got a show tonight after. We're actually going to all go watch and have a good time. But Carl D., thank you for being back here on the Crab Feast.
It goes so fast.
You're welcome anytime. One more time, please, with your, and then you can go have that kind of night. One more time with your Twitter, your Facebook, all that stuff.
At Carl D. Does It on Twitter, CarlDDoesIt.com, and Carl D. Gregorio is the actual name. Hope to hear from you. You guys rock.
Yeah, hit him up on Twitter. I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, JayLarsonComedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.